Hey, are you ready now? Because we're on.
I have to share.
Oh, you're going to share first?
Yeah, because you don't link to my page. I've got to share it. So you start talking.
Oh, I can see how the day show is going to go. Anyhow, welcome to Denim and Pearls.
My name is Michelle Moras.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
We're Denim and Pearls. We're business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the porch. There we go. I'm sorry. I hate it that we can't connect to my page because it makes me have to share it. And see, when I share it, it doesn't show a picture. It doesn't show a video. It doesn't show anything.
Well, I don't know then. That is just strange and weird.
Yeah. They've done something new with Facebook. And
I know they do. They flip things around all the time for some strange reason.
We'll try to do it again. We are live. Uh-huh. So, do you believe in magic?
Well, that was going right straight into the topic. So, yes, our topic is, do we believe in magic? And yes, I do to a certain degree.
Oh, really?
I do. It all depends on, I think it depends on where you're, which perspective you're coming from. Because if you look at magic, it's an entertainment kind of thing. If you look at the guy that, you know, pulls a rabbit out of a hat or tosses the cards around, a lot of it's sleight of hand and stuff. But there's other things in our life that sometimes it just happens that way. And you can call it magic. You can call it fate. You can call it, I don't know if you can call it faith. Faith is a different animal, I think, in this case. But magic and things just sometimes appear, or the universe calls out to us and says, here you go.
I want to know what they said.
What? Who said?
Somebody said something.
Oh, somebody said something. Yeah. Helene says hello.
Oh, hello, Helene. So, do you believe in magic? In a young girl's heart, the music is groovy wherever you start because it's magic.
That was interesting singing. You've never done that one before.
Because I don't know all the words.
We were actually looking at the song online before we came on, and she was oogling over Sean Cassidy and David Cassidy.
I've never oogled over any of those guys. I just want to know that I only know the song by Sean Cassidy. Mm-hmm. And apparently there was a group that sang it. Love and Spoonful. Sonny and Cher sang it. There's a lot of people who sang mm-hmm. that song. But do you believe in magic? And you said, yes, you do.
Right.
And I definitely do. I believe in magic every day. But I believe that every cell and every molecule and everything about us is magic.
Okay. Well, I like I said, it depends on which direction you look at it from. Because mm-hmm. magic can mean many things.
Yeah, so what's your definition of magic?
I think it would be the... I don't know.
Because I believe...
Because I want to call it the art of things appearing and disappearing.
Okay, because I believe there's the sleight of hand magic.
Right.
And then there's universal magic of things that we just simply don't understand, that they just occur.
The unexplained.
And so what brought this subject up is a lot of times people are like, I'm going to start this business, or I'm going to start this, or in my case right now, I meet a lot of people do, I'm going to write a book.
Right.
And then the next week they do, do you have my cover? And I'm like,
it's not done yet.
Of what book? Well, I told you I'm writing a book. And it's like, but you never told me what your book was about. I mean, you didn't even think about it. So it's like they think because they said they're going to write a book, by saying it to a publisher, suddenly it will become a book. That is the other kind of magic I'm thinking of.
Well, we've said it over and over too about hanging your shingle on your store. You know, you open up a retail store or a restaurant and you hang the shingle. In other words,
yay,
put your name up and now I'm going to get rich.
If I build it, they shall come. Yeah. Yes. And that's what I think.
People think magically.
And that's what I'm thinking what the magic is. I published a book. Well, that's great. What did you do with it? I put it on my shelf, but it's not making any money for me. Because business doesn't work that way.
Wait a minute. It's kind of like social media.
Yes.
I put my name out there. I built a website. Now nobody wants to come to it.
Exactly. You must take action. There is no magic that happens in business unless you do something about it. And so people look at me on social media and like, my gosh, she's got this book. She's on a book tour. She's running and she's doing all this. Mm-hmm. I want a book too. Take in mind that it takes work. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Man here, who's writing his book, I mean, he's got his cover and he's like, but I've got to finish my cover. It's got to be perfect. Well, okay. But get it out there and start pulling people in about with the idea, because maybe the different stories you hear will help you solidify your cover. But now he's got this awesome cover. So
I actually had the cover, but my niece, for those who know I'm writing a book about
it. Keep it on comments because we can't see what anyone's saying.
About adoptions. And the story of the people that have been adopted and went looking for their parents. That's the summary of the whole thing in a way. But it happens to be that the person doing the artwork for my cover is my biological father's adopted daughter's daughter. So she would be, in essence, my niece. It's just there's a lot of adoptions in there in the middle of it. So it kind of makes it family, and it's kind of an adoption family collaboration in some ways.
So when he told me he was going to write a book a year and a half ago, it took action for it to actually start happening. It wasn't magic. So do you believe in magic? Because I do.
I keep hoping the words just come to me, or the words just start writing themselves in my computer somewhere.
So what is it that you want in your life? And are you waiting for magic to happen? Are you waiting for something to happen? Maybe what you can do is start taking action and let the magic happen as you're moving towards what you want. If you want better health, we've got a friend, our publisher, Dr. Smiley. Mm-hmm. He's like, I want to be healthier. Okay. And then when he traveled with me, he'd eat one good meal. And then the rest of the time he didn't. I don't know why I'm not dropping any weight. And so now he's doing this hard 100, and now he's overkilling it. Now he's doing it the other way. Mm-hmm. And it's working for him. It works for him. So he stopped waiting for that miracle to just appear where he was going to start dropping weight because he stopped eating that one particular food or whatever it was. And now he's taking actionable, accountable kind of things that he can track and see what's working, what's not. He's creating his own magic.
He's starting to look handsome. You notice that?
I have no idea. I have not looked.
She gave
him. Oh, thank you. Do you believe in magic? Okay, in a young girl's heart, how the music can free her whenever it starts. And it's magic. If the music is groovy, it makes you feel happy like an old time movie. Thank you, Marcel.
I think we should get rid of Denim and Pearls and just go to a song show. We'll let you sing and then we'll talk about the song.
Maybe you should.
That's kind of an interesting thought, though.
Yes, we could kind of switch that. But anyways.
But it won't happen unless we think about it.
Yeah, or start making movements towards it. And see, that's the whole thing about magic is we create our magic. You know, I wrote a book called It's Not Luck Overcoming You because people kept saying, oh, you're so lucky. I said, yeah, poof, imagine all this work I've been doing is just, it's happily happening to me. No, I took one small step every day. Mm-hmm. To make a change, to do what I wanted, to write the book. And my husband counted up all the books I'm in and on and quoted on.
Oh, yeah, I know. He tracks all that.
I'm in 58 books.
He's got a heck of a spreadsheet.
58. I mean, either quoted or
something,
yeah. Something. And then I've got my own 4 books. And then, of course, I've got chapters in other people's books. But 58. That's more than I'm old.
Oh, quit bragging. Quit bragging.
That's not bragging. It's older bragging. than bragging. I'm old.
I'm thinking other things too. Like, you know, the wife says, clean the garage. You know my garage. Yeah, I'm not Samantha. I can't wiggle my nose.
Samantha from Bewitched.
Or Samantha, or what was the little girl's name? The daughter.
Oh, Tabitha.
Tabitha, yeah. I can't wiggle my nose and make my garage clean itself. It just doesn't work. Magic is not going to happily clean my garage.
Yes. Well, magic could. You know, you could do just whistle while you work. And you can help that all the little birds
gotta do the work.
And everything else come jumping around and like Snow White and take care of everything. Or you can have a business and you do Zalagadula, Michigabula, Biggity, Bibbity, Bobbity, Boo, and hope some magic fairy comes out and does everything for you. Or you can get up, make a plan, and start doing it.
Today's National DJ Day.
And it's the day you're not DJing.
And I had no idea. I didn't know there was such a thing.
Congratulations. Magically, there's a day. Magically,
there's a day that just happened to be popping up.
But no, that's really what we're talking about with business today is, are you waiting for magic to occur in your life or your business or your relationship? Or are you trying to do something about it? And don't try, because try means you're probably not going to do it. So are you doing something about it?
But it makes me think too that if you overdo that work, it sometimes goes to the other direction.
Well, you got to do
nothing something. Gets accomplished, but then you work too hard, and what you wanted is more than what you got more than what you wanted.
Would that be bad to have more than what you wanted?
It all depends on what you're doing, I suppose. Because what was in my head didn't come out my mouth the way that it should have. But still, I mean, you can't overwork it. You can force things to happen, is what I'm trying to get at.
Not necessarily. Because if you force something to happen that wasn't meant for you, it will fall.
Exactly. And that's what always happens. But you see where my brain was going.
And then you move. So like with me, I wanted to be a multi-best-selling author. I did it far more than I anticipated to. But there's never too much. Because I haven't fallen yet.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So I overaccomplished what I wanted, which is good. Now I want a variety show on TV.
We could do it right here. we changed rooms this week.
Yes,
we did. If you didn't notice the room change, if you're, watching the video. So we had a room change. So we could actually do almost anything that we wanted to do now. Now that we know how to do this.
Helene, I'm actually making an album with a piano player. His name is Ron Coyner, and we are slowly acquiring songs that I can sing with him while he plays the piano. So we may be having an album before the middle of the year.
Be about right.
Yeah.
It's possible.
It's possibly. It'll probably happen.
We'll just have to teach you to sing.
Yeah, because I can't sing.
Nope. You'll have to take it from me. I'm perfect.
Okay, so do you believe in magic? And really, we're serious about stop waiting for what you want and start doing something. And even if there's something, it's out of, how I do that quote from Byron Katie, there's my control, the other person's control, and there's God's control. Mm-hmm. Well, there are things that you want that are completely out of your control, but there's parts of it that you can control. It's your mindset and the things that you can help move towards whatever you want. So,
I think we have to make our success.
We are. What do you mean think?
Well, there are some people, it seems like it falls right into their lap, though.
I've been accused of that.
There's a lot of people. Most people have, it's snowing, cool. Most people have to work for their stuff. But on the other hand, there's, and I don't think the work may be less because of the money. But have you ever noticed that if somebody's rich because of their parents or something like this, that all of a sudden they have a great clothing line?
You have to remember, money makes the world go around.
Right.
Okay. And so if you have money, your ability to do things are limitless if you have the capital to do it. Right. So just think.
I think it makes it easier.
Look, I want to write a book. Well, it costs money to write a book.
So you hire a ghostwriter.
I want to make, no, because that's even more.
Exactly. But if you're rich.
If you're rich, you can have a book next week. Somebody can have it and do it all. Everything moves on money. So yeah, it looks like people get things done really quick and easy when they have money, because money opens doors. Money is influence.
Who were the twins?
Full House.
Full House twins. I can't think of their names right off the top of my head.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. But, each of them became like billionaires.
Because they had clothing lines, because they had so much money, they had to invest it in something.
Right.
Or they would have been taxed to death. So they.
Well, I think they actually earned what they got.
They did. They've been working since they were. They
busted their butts to get what they got. They worked
since they were born.
Yeah. So.
Thank you. Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Right. Yes, them too.
They've been working since they were born. They were pretty much slave labor for most of their life. I mean, these kids were worked.
Well, I don't know if I'd call it slave labor at this point.
No, I saw there was a documentary on it on how much these kids worked. That's why they had the two of them. They were switching them out so much because their hours were long and you can only work kids for so long. But they work constantly. And then they never had a childhood. And then they never could go out in public. And they lived in a box, got paid well, and lived in a box. I don't know. I'd rather not live in a box and not get paid well.
That could be true.
Yeah, I mean.
But you also, I mean, this is really going way off our, I'm also looking at the earlier young actors, the little rascals.
Yeah, they all.
They all basically died broke because they didn't make any money because the contracts weren't set up right. Yeah, and they were slave labor.
But Mary Kate and Ashley, their parents made sure their kids that they didn't get taken advantage of and wrote really good contracts for them. But still, they had no life. That's why, you know, one went really anorexic and drugs and I mean, people lose their minds when you get that controlled. But we're way off topic on magic.
Well, we are, we aren't. We trailed off a little bit, but it sometimes it appears magic is something that appears, in my opinion, or that we think that appears. So success kind of appears. Is that magic?
And what it is, what you're not seeing is the endless amount of work underneath that big, big iceberg you see. You don't see all the work that happened underneath the water to push that peak out of the water.
Well, it's like we were just watching a video a little while ago about, you know, they got the box on stage and there's all these people come out of the box. Well, we don't see what happens in the background where they crawl through a hole and they all appear on stage. You know, that's a magic trick. But we all believe when we first see it and don't know exactly how it works, we believe that
it's magic.
Poof, they just, you know, 17 people came out of a Volkswagen, you know?
Well, and like just... like something is more popular, let's say Steve Jobs. My gosh, he's a multi-billionaire. He invented this phone. He's brilliant, blah, 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 blah. But everyone was talking about this overnight success, brilliant guy. And you look back at his history, he started in his garage and he and his friend were, you know, tinkering on stuff. And it took years and follies and bad deals and all this stuff for them to get it right. And then they finally put this product out, the Apple computer. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, they're geniuses. They, you know how many times people told them they were crazy? And that they couldn't do it?
Okay, I have a philosophical question.
One.
Do you think that's success?
Yes.
What defines success to you?
Everyone has a different definition for success. Matter of fact, we have a book called Your Deck to Success. But everyone has a completely different definition of success. And basically what it is, it's, I think, the commonality of them where you have to believe. You have to believe that you can do something and to get to your success, whatever your success is. So first, you have to define what you think is success. Two, you have to believe that it can happen for you. Three, you have to have a positive mental attitude and surround yourself with people who also have that mental attitude of you can do this. And then third, you've got to follow through. You have to take action. So my idea of success is getting up after every failure. So I was highly successful as a mom, as a new mom. Why? Because my kids are still around.
Still alive.
And they're doing just fine. But at the time, I didn't realize it. So I didn't realize I was successful until years later. I thought I was a failure before. Now that I'm looking back, I'm going, hey, didn't do so bad. They grew up pretty well. So sometimes your success is not what you even realize you've done until it's over.
Right. But the reason like why I asked legacy. That question, because the people we were just talking about and those like them, we'll put them all in one box right at the moment or one basket. They have success because they have money. That's the way a lot of people look at it.
They didn't have money before.
Right. But is that success?
I don't see money as success.
Or is it just a goal driven and I've got some money in my pocket now?
No, money. I don't see money as success, but money is a result of success because when people see you as successful, they invest in you and therefore you get money and then you, it seems to be tied, but it's not related. So like Marcel, she chimed in and she says success to her is being a better version of herself every day. Somebody listens to Michelle because that's my thing is be the best version of you every day. And you are successful every day. You grow upon yourself. And so when you're doing anything, just be the best version of that. And that's success for me. If you want to be you want to go out there in the snow and plow it? You're the best successful plow man out there or woman. It's in the moment of what you want. Not everybody wants to be a movie star. Some of us just want to be.
Well, some of the movie stars don't want to be movie stars either.
Yeah. So it's whatever you want. I mean, I knew many, many women in my lifetime growing up where their whole goal in life was to be the best mother they could be. And then after their children grew up, they said, then I want to be the best grandma I can be. when I married my husband, he wanted to be the best dad. Not everybody wants to
have I guess I screwed up on my goals.
Yeah, no one wants, not everyone wants, it has to be big. I mean, my success level for the past several years was, I just want to survive cancer. I'm successful so far every day that I wake up, which is why I'm so dang happy, because every day I like, oh, I did it. Right? So it's the little things sometimes that you can create as your success moments. They don't have to be huge. And that's where I think people get lost in the minutiae of success. I've got to get my degree and I have to get this and I have to work at the biggest corporation and be number one. And then they do, I am miserable here. So they accomplished what they wanted, but are they successful if they hate where they are? You see? Success is in the little things. Find your one success that you want every day and achieve it every day. And then you're happy. You can always have a bigger goal, of course, to set for, but find happiness and success in everyone. Okay.
You see, Rich's.
Exactly, Rich. I mean, at our age, we need to be happy not to fall over. Matter of fact, I put my boots on this morning and I literally did fall over.
Rich just brought the guy part of the show back in.
Yeah. Well, and I had a girlfriend. She bent, she got out of her bed, stepped on like a toy or something,
a Lego,
and fell on her face and broke her big toe in three places.
I'm trying to translate that.
Sometimes
she fell on her face but broke her toe.
She fell and cracked her toe in three places.
Ouch.
So sometimes just getting up and putting our socks on is a good thing, right? So find success in the little things, and then you can be able to appreciate the journey to the bigger thing. Hey, Rich, you need to come to the Amplifluence event on Tuesday. I just dated us. January 24th.
Yeah, you really dated us. Yeah. I've kind of given up on the dating part of this.
Oh, good. Okay.
We're not dating. But
January 24th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Go to Production Point in Colorado Springs.
Yes.
There.
Or just go to your website or your, well, I don't think it's on your website, but
it's not on my website.
It's on Facebook.
Okay. I'll send it to him.
It's on Facebook.
Anyways. What? Oh, man. Going to be in Texas with all the fun people.
He's going to be gone.
Okay.
He's going to be in Texas with Helene.
Yeah. Yeah. Helene's out in Texas.
Uh-huh.
So anyway.
Yeah, because she won't let me in Texas.
Do you believe in magic? I believe you create
magic. I think
magic.
This has been a fun show today.
Okay.
I'm just sitting here thinking, I don't know if we need to go on anymore.
I don't think we need to, but I do believe that you create your magic, just like you create your own luck. So find your magic every day. Find your luck every day. Keep going. Get up. If you fall, get back up. Good. I'm good.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out some way of counteracting all of that, but
you can't.
That's my magic. Job. It's my job to ask questions that contradict what you say.
Yeah, the one falling on the floor is probably the one drinking.
Oh,
goodness. Oh, I cannot come to Texas.
Oh, you're out. You're kicked out of Texas now.
That's okay. I don't want to go to Texas.
It was
it
me.
Is hot. It is hot. I won't be in Texas again until probably June anyways.
Oh, yeah.
And it's even more hot.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So
anyhow,
we have completed this issue of Denim and Pearls Business Casual with Pearls of Wisdom from the Porch.
So formal.
So go out, believe in magic by making your own. Go take care and have a wonderful week. And we'll see you next time on Denim and Pearls.
I don't know. Happy snow day. Cause we're getting snow and it looks like it's going to be more than what it was said that we were going to get, which yeah. means I've got to go to Denver.
Yeah. Got to go. Okay. We got to go. TTFN.
Peace. What?
Ta-ta for now.
Oh, talk to you. No, it doesn't fit.
Ta-ta for now. It's what Tigger used to say from Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, I thought we were going to do a new show. Ta-tas. I didn't say that, did I?
You did.
Peace.
Good night, everybody.
Welcome to the Denim and Pearls Podcast. Business casual conversation laced with pearls of wisdom. Casual, authentic, unscripted dialogue about life, work, and entrepreneurship with the perfect blend of laughter and seriousness. Pull up a chair, kick back, and lean in as we welcome your hosts, Michelle Ross and Brian Swanson.
Bye.